USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in China have been detaining and arresting people as protests against the country's strict COVID measures spread to some of the bigger cities. Blank pieces of paper have become a symbol of defiance for protesters in China. They are expressing their anger over the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Protesters in Shanghai are chanting, "Down with leader Xi Jinping," with some calling on the Chinese leader to resign. At least four people have been killed and dozens more injured after an offshoot of Al-Qaeda attacked a popular hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, overnight. Battling continues at the Villa Rose Hotel, which is popular with government officials. Police say an unknown number of assailants armed with explosives and guns are involved. The Al-Qaeda affiliate is called Al-Shabaab, and they have claimed responsibility. The gunman who targeted a Buffalo, New York supermarket plans to plead guilty on Monday to killing 10 people and wounding three others. That's according to lawyers representing victims' relatives. 19-year-old Peyton Gendron is scheduled to appear in Erie County Court for a hearing that was postponed for a week by a snowstorm. The 25-count grand jury indictment includes charges of murder, murder is a hate crime, and domestic terrorism motivated by hate. As holiday travel winds down, there were over 4,300 flights delayed on Sunday. Today, 412 have been delayed so far. Weather is the main culprit. Hey, 63-year-old Irene Cara, actress and singer of fame and Flashdance in the early 80s, died over the weekend in Largo, Florida, a suburb of Clearwater. USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Two men in their mid-60s were trapped for 7 hours inside a small plane, tangled in live wires about 100 feet from the ground after it crashed into power lines in Maryland Sunday evening. The single-engine aircraft crashed into the high-tension wires as it prepared to descend towards Montgomery County Airport. That's in Gaithersburg, around 5:30 p.m. local time. William Smouse was a witness during the rescue.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay. So it's pretty scary.
As crime in Philadelphia continues to be a problem, four students were shot last week. Tony Maruso reports.
Four Overbrook High School students were shot Wednesday morning shortly after being dismissed for the Thanksgiving break. Two 15-year-old girls were injured and two 16-year-old boys were also injured. Police said all students were taken to local hospitals and are in stable condition. There has been no word on what led to that shooting. Tony Wallington, the Philadelphia School District Superintendent, spoke about the plans to keep students safe.
This is a law enforcement matter. We appreciate law enforcement's swift response. On the school district side, we will continue to invest in our Safe Pass program. Chief Kevin Bethel and his team are working on that around the clock, making enhancements and improvements, and we're going to redouble our efforts and continue to work with the city and the state to address this unacceptable problem in Philadelphia.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.